All right, ladies and gentlemen, referring, concludes our public hearings and referring back to our public hearings. Our first public hearing was subdivision 2021-15, Cobb.
Anybody else have anything on this?
I don't, I...
This is the one where you talked about the hunting notice. Was this the one?
Yeah, hunting notice, yeah. I'm actually wondering about...
I made the comment about no trespassing signs.
Yeah, right, okay. I had that in my notes.
I'm actually wondering about lots 35 through 37. Those are the ones that were sticking out in the place where you said it's underwater all the time. And if anybody's from Sussex County, they've lost a boot in the mud like that in their life, so...
I'll have to look at the plan again.
That's just something to consider.
Yeah, anything else? Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to the Cobb property, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2021-15, Cobb property. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-12, Miralon, formerly known as Cool Spring.
I'll be completely honest on this one. I don't see a way I can support this. That, where they have that entrance is a blind curb. I don't care what they do to that road.
It's a small road.
And it's just, I cannot in good conscience put people's lives at risk like that. That being said, if somebody is all aboard, I would say things I would want would be extra walking paths around the ponds so that there's more amenities in there for people to use. But it's, that's where I am on this. Anybody else have any questions or thoughts?
I don't have a problem with it. And it's, I lean on DelDOT for the entrance safety.
We can say that all we want, but when somebody gets killed out there, I'm still going to go, I'm the one who said it was okay. And people trust us.
Oh, that's true.
To some extent, that if we say it's okay, that it's going to be okay. I mean, I almost had an accident just driving past the place without that development
and
there.
I appreciate your video. That was nice.
Some guy getting his mail. It was a mess. Anyway, so that
I have to ask, since that was just stated on the record, was there a video that was shared? If there was, we need to make sure that's part of the record.
I can. Oh, I took a video when I drove past. I can send it to you to put it on the record. Okay, I will do that. How do I do that?
I do have one question though. So we had this already for the Department of Transportation on Cool Spring, which was dated February 16th, and then this letter just came in today?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Has anybody had the applicant? They hadn't probably seen that, had they?
No. So what that letter contains is, although the application had been through PLUS and DelDOT had commented on the initial trip information as part of PLUS, technically as part of the MOU, we should have a letter from DelDOT that just confirms in writing that trip information. So that's what that letter confirms.
Yeah.
So the trip information is not anything new, is it?
Yeah, the applicant would already be aware of those numbers. That just formalizes DelDOT's position.
Okay.
So.
Okay, thank you.
Then I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
A second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2021-12, Miralon, formerly known as Cool Spring. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item was, next public hearing was conditional use number 2297, Shell Brothers Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, our council has prepared a motion for me on this. And he's going to read it into the record for us.
Hopefully our council can read his writing. The motion being, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2297 for Shell Brothers Incorporated to amend the hours of operation for the development known as Arbor Lynn, parentheses conditional use number 2046 and ordinance number 2479. So that condition K of that approval now states, K, construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction material, landscaping material, and fill on, off, or to the property shall occur from Monday through Saturday between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign in English and in Spanish confirming these hours shall be prominently displayed at the entrance to the site during construction. Route 24 shall be the only point of construction access to the site. And that's the end of that amendment. And the end of the motion. For clarification's sake, what's changed in there is only changing the hours from 8 a.m. to 7 a.m. and then adding a language about the sign. The 6 p.m. was what was in the prior ordinance, and the Route 24 being the only point of construction access was in the prior condition as well.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, so moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2297, Shell Brothers Incorporated, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thanks. Okay, our next public hearing was change of zone number 1939, Gerald R. and Valerie V. Campbell, trustees.
Mr. Chairman, regarding CZ 1939, Gerald R. and Valerie V. Campbell, trustees, I move to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1939, Gerald R. and Valerie V. Campbell, trustees. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Opposed? Excuse me.
Okay.
That's what happens when we all get 3 weeks off.
The next public hearing was change of zone number 1960, OA Oaks LLC.
The only thing I have is, wouldn't we want them to do the 50 to 100% just in case we were provide that way? It would be, I mean, I don't even know what it is, but I know that the median income in Sussex County is low.
Well, that's why I think we should keep it 80, because that you keep those people from 80 to 100 mm-hmm. they're gonna get situated. The people who really need the help are the 50 to 60.
Okay.
You know, all right, so I'd rather see it to the 50 to 80.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I needed that perspective. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. That was my question then. Yeah.
The only other question I had on this was about the amenities and doing. Is everybody good with that?
I mean,
what he described is how you build apartments. I mean,
it's a different animal than.
He's right about that. I mean, from my own experience and, along about the sixth building, that would be the time you're the fifth.
Which is
building.
The end of it on this
the
project.
The fifth building, so you can't get the permit for the sixth, without the.
Yeah, I don't think it should be the sixth because there's only six on there.
But didn't he say he?
He can't get the last one, is what you're saying.
So the fifth, at the fifth, then he needs to start his amenities.
Well, he can start, but he can get that fifth permit before he starts. But if he doesn't start, he's not going to get the sixth.
Six, right. Yeah. And he said the sixth, but there's only six buildings.
They have to be completed by the sixth building.
Yeah.
Not started.
Yeah, no, that's right.
That's right.
Amenities
that's
completed by
because he can't pull the sixth building permit
without complete. All right, I'm good with that. Okay, Mr. Chair.
He doesn't want building permits. He wants a certificate of occupancy, doesn't he?
Just to add a comment onto that, if I may. For consistency's perspective, staff are trying, and there is a preference to link the trigger. The numerical trigger is always different, but to link the trigger to the building permit issuance rather than the issuance of the certificate of occupancy. And we had this recently with Deldar and their triggers for entrance improvements being the issuance of the building permit, not the CO.
Okay. And what they proposed was building permits still, right?
Yeah.
Said that was okay.
They said the issuance of the sixth building permit.
Yeah. Because the problem is, the issue is you could delay pulling the certificate of occupancy forever, theoretically.
Right,
and just sit on it. So. But yeah, I think that's resolved. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to change of zone number 1960, OA Oaks, I defer for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1960, OA Oaks LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening, I believe. Counselor, I think you have an item of business for us.
Well, just the item you're referring to. The council voted to affirm Planning and Zoning's denial of the Lock Haven subdivision on Tuesday. Mr. Vincent read a fairly lengthy and what I thought was a very well-thought-out motion, and it was approved 4-0. Mr. Schaefer didn't participate, so yeah, the other four votes. Yep.
Okay, and one other item, right?
There is, Mr. Chairman, if I could introduce and also thank at the same time Jesse Lindenberg, who is, stand up, Jesse, come on. Okay. Jesse, thank you. This is Jesse's first commission meeting, although Jesse has been with us for several weeks now and is settling nicely into the Planning and Zoning Department. Jesse comes with us with a master's degree in urban and regional planning, if I'm not mistaken, and has pretty wide background in transportation planning from Arizona and spatial planning in New Jersey, and is a welcome addition to our team.
Wow, very good. Welcome. When you were getting your master's degree, did you say, boy, I really hope I can start wiping down tables and stuff with this?
That was good material right there.
Welcome to the days of COVID. Huh?
Yeah. Michigan.
All right, well, if there be no further business to transact, we will adjourn. Peace and harmony prevail.